was a shy before there's nothing left. Yeah, our bodies are weak. We're tired and hurting. Will we ever get to the other side? Don't know.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
You love a car for his paint job. Love you, you love a car for the road trips. Show me the miles on your arms and the pink scar, where the doctor had to pull out all the bone chips, cause you were pressing in the gas just a bit hard. Red in the moment when the road curved a bit sharp, and when you woke up somebody wasn't clipping your seatbelt and pulling you from the open window of your flipped car. Cold pizza, tie-dye shirts, broken hearts. Give them here, hand me downs. Gimme leftovers. Gimme sloppy seconds. Give them here.
I don't care where you've been, how many miles. I still love you. I don't care where you've been, how many miles. I still love you.
Show me someone who says they got no baggage. I'll show you somebody who's got no story. Nothing gory.
Hello!
Story. But baby, please don't bore me. We won't know until we
hello!
Get the who, or the what, or the when, where. My favorite sweater was a present that I got a couple presidents ago, and I promise that I won't rock it till it's threadbare. Bet on it. Every single person's got a couple skeletons. So pretty soon in this room, it'll just be me and you, when we clear out all the elephants. Me and you and the elements. We all have our pitfalls. Beer's flat, the cats have been called. And everybody and their mama can hear the drama that's happening behind these thin walls. Cold pizza, tie-dye tie-dye shirts.
Tie-dye shirts.
Broken hearts.
Give them here.
Give them here. Hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs.
Leftovers.
Hello, can you hear this?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Universe? Anyone? The aliens?
She's typing.
Is she hearing
good,
us?
Good, she can hear us.
Wait, both of us? Wait.
Hello, can you hear this mic? Aliens are listening.
She can hear this one.
No, only that mic is working.
You can only hear me, Carla?
Okay.
I still love you. I don't care.
Cold pizza.
Where you been?
Tie-dye shirts.
How many broken hearts? I still love you. I don't care.
Hand-me-downs.
Where you been?
Leftovers.
How many
sloppy steps?
I still love you.
A pattern with women isn't a flattering image, but I don't wanna run away because I said so. I don't wanna be the guy to hide all of my flaws, and I'll be giving you the side of me that I don't let show. Everything in fashion that has ever happened is always coming crashing down, better let go. But in a couple years it will be retro. You rock Mark Echo, my shirts have the gecko. Cause in the past, man, I was hopeless, but now it's why my little cousins look the dopest. Fuck the fashion popo, have a stale tone and I don't need no tips. Fuck a 5-second rule, that's a plan I never understood. It's September in the kitchen in a Christmas sweater, sipping cold coffee on the phone with damaged goods.
And there is not a single place that I would rather be. I'm fucked up just like you are, and you're fucked up just like me.
Cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Tie-dye shirts.
Tie-dye shirts.
Broken hearts.
Give them here.
Hand-me-downs.
Thank you. fallu, j'ai fallu, j'ai fallu, j'ai fallu, j'ai the huh, the huh, the huh. Mm. If I, baby, 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 g, 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 so g, 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 yeah, yeah. If I lose, if I lose, the huh, the huh. If I lose in the street, if I lose in the street, if I lose in the street. Nah, if I lose in the street, if I lose, don't miss that. If I lose in the street, if I lose in the street, hey. If I lose in the street, g, g, come in, come in, come in. Feel for you, kiss me. Break my mind, close the door. Like still, break my mind, close the door. Like still, side of you falling out, side of you. If I lose in the street.
Shake it, baby. I can't stand the way. I don't like it. I spent my time watching the spaces that had grown between us, and I cut my mind on second best, all the scars that come with the greenness, and I gave my eyes to the boredom. Still the seabed wouldn't let me in, and I tried my best to embrace the darkness in which I swim. Now walking back down this mountain, the strength of a turning tide, oh, the wind so soft at my skin, yeah, the sun so hot upon my side, all looking out at this happiness. I search for between the sheets, or feeling blind to realize all I was searching for was me. Oh, oh, all I was searching for was me. Keep your head up, keep your heart strong. No, 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 no. Keep your mind set, keep your head low. Keep your head up, keep your heart strong. No, 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 no. Keep your mind set in your way, but keep your heart strong. And I saw a friend of mine the other day, and he told me that my eyes were gleaming. No, I said I'd been away, and he knew, oh, he knew the depths I was meaning. And it felt so good to see his face, all the comfort invested in my soul, or to feel the warmth of his smile when he said, I'm happy to have you home. Oh, oh, I'm happy to have you home.
Hello, I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Luke.
And I'm Carla.
Today we have a special guest.
It's my sister.
And she's wonderful and she has a story to tell.
Yeah. I do. Hi.
And what are we?
We were
once babies. So, Carla, do you want to say the theme that you came up with?
Okay, so we came up with the theme 16 because Luke and Eleanor are 19? Mm-hmm. Are you 19?
Yeah.
19. But we're going to all talk about 16, but I'm 16 now. So we're going to get all the perspectives, all ages here, all two. And it's going to be awesome.
So, Carla, are you ready to tell your story?
Yes. I pull my phone out of my back pocket.
Specificity.
Me.
I like it.
Okay. So, I was talking to Luke about this earlier, but my birthday's at the start of the summer every year. So that means when I turn 16, I have like a whole summer to be that age and figure out what it means to get a little older and see how like that changes my life in some way. And this year, I turned 16, and I had a super crazy summer that was, like, oopsies, super, busy. I went to Brown and studied psychology. I worked at a sleepaway camp for, 8 to 14-year-olds. And then I went to Cape Cod with my family. And I think that, being 16 just feels like independence, and it feels free and just loud in a sense. And so I just felt that felt like a theme throughout the entire summer, just like having this new independence, even though like growing up in New York, I've always had independence and I've always had like my own choice and path and like felt free in that sense. But with this new age, it felt like all of those feelings were in some way validated, I would say. And so finally, after this crazy summer of fun and happiness and joy, we went to Cape Cod, and I made my family, I was at camp. I left from camp to go straight to Cape Cod, and I made my family bring, a bunch of crap that, was probably really annoying for them to pack, this huge speaker I have, and, these LED-colored lights that, spin, and, a bunch of stuff that, wasn't a necessity, but, for me, it's just, is important. And I recreated the feeling that I have in my room, which I call my lair back at home, and I recreated it in Cape Cod and, burned candles, and it was so wonderful, and I felt like I had this space. It was like a sanctuary or a lair, and it was just really safe and cozy. And in that, I think everyone who's 16 or every person deserves to have a space where they feel like they can fully be themselves or enjoy who they are and where they are and grow. Kind of like a nursery in that sense. And I had this big red light, and I felt like a chicken, or an egg,
And an incubator.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I would just listen to music really late at night and talk with my sister, and it was just so wonderful, and I felt like it just really embodied what it felt like to be 16, having the opportunity to, stay up as late as I wanted and listen to music really loud. And there's this one song, that's the song I picked.
Oh, I better know it.
And a friend from camp showed it to me right at the end of the summer, but it just felt like it also embodied all the things that being 16 felt like. It was loud and it feels heavy and fun and emotional, but sorry, Eleanor. She's having some burping issues. But I think it's the type of song that you can either blare it from your speakers or in your headphones when you're walking down, the streets of New York City. And it's just interesting that, a song could fit so well, in the middle of nowhere in Massachusetts. Well, Cape Cod, middle of nowhere, Massachusetts. Not, Amherst, middle of nowhere, Massachusetts.
Excuse me!
Sorry. But then also, in a huge city, and it still has, that same feeling. So, yeah.
Do you have any questions? Or I have questions for after the song.
Okay, I think I do too.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna listen now. Carla, did you have any thoughts while listening to it again in Luke's dorm room on a Monday
morning? Oh, this is not morning? Dorm, Eleanor.
Mod room, loft room, in Prescott. Very nicely designed.
Makes me feel better.
It is very wonderful. This song just, it still has that same feeling. Like, it brings me back to Cape Cod. But I've listened to it since, and it still, like, has that loud and heavy emotional feeling, and I love it, and that'll stay the same. And I'm so used to listening to this song on repeat, so like I'm like, when it's over, I'm ready for the song to play again. But yeah, I love it. I think it's the coolest song ever.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
It was my first time listening to it, and I thought it was great. I want to listen to it again and again.
Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah,
first.
Sure. Okay, so I have a couple questions, but my first one is, you talked mostly about this feeling of being 16 throughout your summer and that building up. Do you think it has continued throughout the school year?
I mean, I think so. I think that there's, like, a different amount of clout that you have when you can say that you're 16 and not when you're 15. And I think every year that you have a birthday, like, you're like, wow, like, 16 feels so much older than 15, or 15 is so much older than 14. Like, yeah. This is such a huge birthday. But 16 is actually, like, a bigger one, you know, like, that's 2 years away from 18, and then, like, 3 years away from 21, and then, like, basically a senior citizen, so, you know, like, you just, it feels like age accelerates a lot more once you, like, get into those later years of being a teenager, But I mean, I'm not really focusing as much on like that independence or freedom that I have because I'm tied to like all the schoolwork that I have. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still have like my nighttime.
right.
You know, feel free. And I'm also came here alone to spend time with my sister. Yeah. So, you know, I feel 16 and old enough to do that. But I did that last year too. But it's so special.
Yeah, definitely. When you were saying that, I just had another one. I have so many. This is bad. But, so I don't know if you have, like, or do specific things on your actual birthday, but did you have, like, an event that you did on your birthday that maybe started this, like, feeling of, and, like, pushed this feeling for your 16th summer, or was it just more the idea of being 16?
I mean, I think it was both. Like, being 16 is really hyped up in, like, pop culture and TV and the media, so I was very excited for that. And then I have three best friends who I've known my entire life, and I have the third birthday out of four of us. So the two others before me, we hyped up their birthday so much, and, you know, surprised them in the morning. So I woke up at 6 a.m. on my birthday, took a shower, and when I came back in my room at like 6:30, because I take really long showers, my friends were all sitting on my bed, and Aww. It was scary, but really sweet. So, I mean, the actual day, like, isn't crazy important to me, I think, but I think just, like, the fact that, like, we all felt older, and I, like, my age is very much connected to, like, my friends, because we all are growing up together, and, like, we feel old because we've known each other for so long. So for I think seeing them turn 16 and then knowing that I was turning 16 and then knowing that there's so many exciting things in my summer.
Yeah.
I was feeling 16.
Yeah. Definitely. That's understandable.
Do you want to ask your question or can I ask
one? Go for it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So when I was listening to the song and thinking about you associating the song with being 16, it was really interesting because I remember you playing the song a lot. And I remember listening to it a lot as a 19-year-old. And I remember our mom, like, listening to it a lot with us and being like, this Philadelphia singer is quite something. And I don't remember Dad. I feel like Dad was, like, okay, he was, like, fine with it, which is a good thing for Dad.
Like, if you listen to the song closely, you can hear, like, this low man humming. Like, Dad just bobs his head.
Yep. Wow, so many thoughts on Dad. But anyway,
good thoughts, lovely thoughts.
Yeah, lovely thoughts.
He's hearing this.
I know he's hearing this. Okay, go. Moving forward, what was it like to know that, like, these people with different ages were listening to this song with you? And did it, like, do you think that we had a different, what experience do you think we had? Or did it cloud your experience at all? Or did it add to it?
Well, okay, there are a lot of different ways that I could answer that question. First off, like, I loved this song so much, and I felt really passionate about it. And so since I was playing it a lot, like, I didn't give people a lot of room to, like, have their own opinions about it, unless it was like, yes, Carla, I love it too. Like, be excited. Yeah, so, I mean, there are a lot of things that Eleanor has loved in the past, like Hamilton the musical, that I just pushed away for so long because she liked it. But then I loved it. But I don't know, I wasn't really thinking that it could have a similar effect on, like, the amount that I played the song, but if it did, like, that would have been sad because I do want people to enjoy it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the song resonates with my age a lot, but I wasn't really thinking about a lot of other people's ages. And I think that when everyone, like, hears a song and interprets it in a different way and, like, has a different reaction to it, and it brings up different emotions in themselves. And so I think I was thinking more, like, I hope other people find this to be, like, a good and enjoyable song just because, like, it has a great melody and, like, interesting lyrics and a cool beat, and not necessarily because, like, they thought it was, like, or, like, spoke to them because they were 19 or so on.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, too, because everyone's gonna, you know, correlate a different experience with every song, and even though you may feel something with a song, another person's gonna feel a totally different thing, but it may all be positive. But another thing with that is that, like, since it was your family listening to the song, you know, your family loves you, so they're gonna enjoy it in any case, in some sense, I feel like.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel. Like, if my sister loves a song, and, like, I don't love it, but, like, I love my sister, so I kind of like it. Yeah.
Or you just, like, love that someone's love that someone you love is loving something.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of love, the song is, a lot about love, and I'm curious, or just, like, feeling happy to be interacting with someone or people, and, like, someone being sweet, so sweet, like, Krispy Kreme, so sweet, like, Mr. Softy, which was one of the lyrics that we repeated a lot over the summer. And I'm curious, like, what part of that, how did that relate to your feelings about 16, especially because pop culture's characterization of 16, it's often, like, love, 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 falling in love, like, you gotta fall in love. So I'm curious your reactions to that.
Well, I mean, I never really thought of the song as, like, specifically a love song. I thought of it more as, like, sort of, like, I don't know, a ballad to, like, your friend. Like, there, you picked really great lyrics, but there are also other lyrics that, you know, it's, the first lyric is, I fell in love with the sky, I think it is, on the back of a dragon, it was magic. And then later on in the song, it says, like, riding around the city, like, we could rob a bank tonight. So I think of it more as, like, just, like, you and your friends just having all this freedom, and you're, like, in the city. And she talks about Philadelphia, but I'm thinking about New York City because that's where I'm from. I wasn't really thinking about it, like, as, like, a love song, or, like, thinking about it with, like, a specific person of romantic interest, but more just, like, with people, like, can you curse on this?
Yeah, you can curse.
Like, bad bitches, like, you know, like, your ride or dies, like, that's what I think this song, like, feels like the most to me. And I mean, maybe that would be different if I had, like, had someone at that time who, like, I was, like, thinking about a lot, but, like, I'm 16 and I'm independent, like, you know, like, yeah.
Okay, wait, one last thing, I swear. Okay, do you feel like you will feel the same way and the same emotions on your 18th birthday in summer?
Oh.
I think... Okay. Well, when you started that question, I thought you were going to say 17, and I was like, and then you said 18, and I was like, ooh. Because then I have to do even more interesting thinking. I think that the excitement will feel the same. It's just going to, like, manifest itself in different ways. But I think also, like, 16 feels old. Like, when I turned 16, I was like, oh, wow, like, that's kind of old. Like, I felt 15. I was, like, I was ready to be 16. I mean, I was ready to be 15, and I was ready to be 16, but, like, when it actually hit, I was like, hot diggity darn, like, I'm 16. And I think when I turn 18, I'm going to say, like, okay, like, yes, like, I've been waiting for this. Like, it's here, and, like, I'm probably going to, like, stop caring as much about, like, age for a while, and, like, stop thinking about why, like, the number of the age that I turn is important, except for, like, 21. But, or 25 when I want to rent a car. I don't know why I would rent a car, though. Like, I'll probably either buy one or, like, not rent a car. I don't know. Maybe I will. Who knows? It's too far away. But I don't know. I think that, like, 18... will probably bring new feelings, and 16 has a lot of excitement, but it also is still sheltered. You know, I'm still living at home with my parents, right. And, like, I'm still in these, like, really safe environments that I'm really comfortable in. Like, when I turn 18, that's gonna be, like, right before I go off to college.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Not to scare anybody. And, like, there will be a lot of new things coming in that summer and fall after turning 18, so... Yeah, there's a lot that I also just don't know. And that's so cool and exciting.
Yeah.
That is cool and exciting.
Yay.
Well, Carla, thank you so much for coming on our show and being one of the most dedicated listeners, if not the most dedicated.
Yeah, probably the most dedicated. Yeah. She listens every week.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Well, thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for staying up this late, if you are listening.
Yes, and I'm so sorry. This was all my fault once again for being late.
It actually isn't. Again, the 30 minutes of figuring out the yurt.
Right, that's true. The yurt's fault, guys. The yurt's fault.
If you are ready to go to bed, but you still want to hear, we are recording this episode, and we can send you the stories we're about to tell or the story Carla just told. So let us know. You can text me at 347-525-8209.
Yes. Hey, Eleanor.
Hey, Luke.
What's one strange thing you did this week?
Also, we were once babies. That's my name.
I thought we had introduced that already with Carla.
Oh, yeah, we did. You're right. Okay. One strange thing I did this week is I have a Spotify playlist that I make. I make a new Spotify playlist every week of just the songs I'm listening to that week. This week's name is Poopus Schmoopus.
How did you come up with that name?
Luke and I and my sister had a conversation about poop, and I just think about poop a lot, and I was feeling poopy.
I completely forgot
about that. But,
like,
in a good way. Like, I wanted to, like, laugh about poop.
Our conversation was really great, by the way.
I had a really big shit. It was really long, basically, is the point.
Thank you for telling us.
What's one strange thing you did this week?
So, I changed it up a little bit.
Oh, wait, no, keep what going. Okay. I thought I did something wrong. Okay. I didn't.
Okay. This isn't quite one strange thing that I did this week. In fact, this thing hasn't quite happened yet. But it's very strange in my mind that one of my best friends is turning 20 tomorrow. Molly, everyone, is turning 20 tomorrow.
What? No!
I know, right? It's crazy. And so I think that's pretty strange because 20 is
great
to me.
That's a big old number.
I know, right? It really is.
So, Luke, are you ready to tell your story?
I am. You guys, this week we're trying to keep it short because we've had a lot of things already that were said.
But our theme is 16 once again.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what it was like to be 16.
Yes, correct. All right, so as Carla said in her story, her birthday is in June, and so it's like the start of... She turns a new age, and then she has that whole summer, basically, to think about being that age. So I have the same thing. My birthday is also in June. So on that summer, my 16th summer... I basically started working, like, full-time all day long. It is the first summer that I woke up basically at 4 in the morning every, like, for at least 4 to 5 days of the week. And I went to work and worked till, like, sometimes it would be till, like, 2 or sometimes way late into the evening. But I was working so much. And so I wasn't hanging out with anyone. And basically it was just work, work, work. But my job consisted of basically making breakfast in the mornings. It was at this lodge. Making breakfast in the mornings for the people staying there. making, like, cleaning rooms, making beds and whatnot. And then checking people in at night. But throughout the whole summer, whenever people asked me what I did, I was almost, like, embarrassed to tell them. Because, I don't know, being, like... a person who cleans rooms is, like, often thought of as, like, not, like, a great job or, like, why would you do something like that? But I had probably the most fun I have had doing this job. I worked with, like, incredible people, and all day long, when I was cleaning these rooms, I got to listen to podcasts. I listened to, like, 10 podcasts a day, and I think it's the summer I learned, like, the most. And so at the beginning of the summer, when people are like, Luke, like, what do you do? And I'm like, I work at this place doing, like, I was, like, very hesitant to tell people what I did. Because a lot of times, especially, I don't know why, but I just felt scared too. And, like, people would look down on me for some reason. But by the end of the summer, when people were like, so, like, what'd you do this summer? I was like, oh yeah, I cleaned rooms and, like, did all this all summer. And, they're like, they're almost surprised by, like, why I was so proud of doing that. But I just felt like there's so much more actually to cleaning, not to the actual process of cleaning rooms, but I think people too often will just overlook the people that do those jobs. And so basically I learned a lot in that summer, even though some people would say otherwise.
Okay, so my one question that I'm going to ask you is, I think it just makes me think about how people think and can learn and, like, consume things and have thoughts while they do things. Yeah, and, like, just because it's a different sort of job than most people view as valuable in our society, like, there's so many valuable things that are undervalued, and that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And tied to classism and racism and lots of things, so, yeah. And sexism and just so much. But yeah. My question is, what do you think about, like, you being 16 do you think that you being 16 increased the embarrassment, or was it unrelated?
That's a good question. I think especially where I went to school and the town away from me, it consisted of, like, a lot of very wealthy people, if I'm generalizing. And so to tell them that I was working full-time being at the age of 16 when all these kids around me, like, maybe had never had a job in their lives and, like, all this stuff and didn't even, like, know really what work meant because their parents gave them all the money, it definitely made me feel more embarrassed. But I think I learned over that summer and over that year that I didn't need to feel that way, because working taught me so many things, and that perhaps, and that in a sense, I was the one that was actually learning more, I realized, I think. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, so the song is, so my sophomore year of high school, which was before I was 16, I listened to Ben Howard the entire year, nonstop. And over the summer, I would just play him on the way to work every single day and just be like, oh yeah, I'm so happy / sad because his music is sad but happy. And so this was one of my favorites at the time, not anymore. But, I mean, I still love the song, but it's called The Fear. Ben Howard, everyone.
You ready?
Yes.
Mama, cold-hearted child, tell me how you feel. Just a blade in the grass, I spoke unto the wheel. Oh, mama, cold-hearted child, tell me where it's all gone. Oh, the luster off your bones, those arms that held you strong. Thank you.
song that I listen to for an entire, 8 months worth every day.
I just told Luke that I would be happy to go to a lodge that played Ben Howard. And that Luke worked at.
Woo! All right, Eleanor, are you ready to tell your story?
Yes! I have a special surprise for my story. When I was 16, that was my junior year of high school, and during the first few days of school, there was my school always had a project that the entire school did instead of going to classes, and then we would have a lot of... Oh, wow, I'm really burpy today. It's a little throw-upy, too. Maybe acid reflux. I'm going to the doctor. Sorry, Luke, if you smell it. I taste it. Okay, anyway. Moving forward. So there was a lot of time to, for, our advisors to hold activities and stuff like that. So the activity that my advisor, Dave, had us do was write a letter to ourselves when we graduated. So I'm going to read this letter that I wrote on my, third day of junior year when I was 16 that I read on the train home from my high school graduation.
Yay! I'm so excited. I can't believe you still have it.
That was only, 2 years ago.
I don't want to lose things, a month later.
I'm good at not losing. It's a little obsessive. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So this was on 9/11/2015. Dear Eleanor, I'm sitting in Dave's class right now at his desk looking through a pile of artwork kids did during opening project. The window's open. There's wind blowing. My hair's blowing in it. It's a nice breeze. It's still the beginning of 11th grade, day 3. It's okay. Not great. Not awful. I'm living. I have a positive, optimistic outlook on the future of this year, but right now it's still developing into a norm. But it doesn't feel close. But it will get there. I keep repeating to myself, it's going to be okay. Because it will. For me now and then. I'm enjoying and appreciating ice. That's my high school. Don't worry. Probably less than you'll want me to have. But that's the way life is. How's Carla? She made it through middle school. Has she expressed any negativity towards it yet? I'm struggling with knowing how much to say, my opinion, or when I notice something I dislike. I'm struggling with expanding the people in my life. It's feeling smaller than I want it to be. It's still hard to push myself and try new things. I'm going with the flow, though. That was in quotes. I'm struggling with finding a show as good as Friday Night Lights to watch. It's hard. I'm struggling with emotions. I'm happy about Sophia. She's amazing, and I enjoy Micah, too. Sophia was and is a really my best friend. Sorry, this is me elaborating. And Micah was my high school boyfriend. I so wonder how you all are and what the future holds for you. I'm sure a lot has changed and developed. It's weird. Where I am now, the end of senior year doesn't feel far, but it's half of high school. Has life gotten any more complex? Where are you going to college? I'm sure wherever it is, you'll be great. You have so much awesomeness in your future. Don't forget that. I hope you're still writing in your diary. You must be close-ish to finishing the Q&A book, which is a diary I write in 2 years. I plan to be even more confident and sure of myself. I hope to love music and laughter and creativity. I hope to have more people I love and who I know love me. Maybe my handwriting will have improved. Maybe it will have gotten worse. I'm sure I'll just know more about the world, about my family, about my school and friends and life. Who's president? Is it Bernie? Please don't be Trump. The most painful part of the letter. Keep pushing yourself. And that could mean pushing yourself to only push yourself a healthy amount. I know you'll be awesome no matter what. It will be okay. I hope the world's okay. My goals in school are to do the best I can. Maybe that means get honors. Maybe that's not great. My goals are to develop an anti-sexual harassment program at ICE. My goals are to get to know my teachers and enjoy them. Outside of school, I want to expand my friendships and push myself out of my comfort zone. I want to do a lot of art. I want to dance. I want to enjoy people and ask for help if I need it. What I want to remember about this person or place I am in now is that it's not easy, and it's expanding my experiences, and that I feel sad and emotional and don't mind that, and that I feel happy too and love that, and that I'm so loved. And it's impossible that you,
if it's graduation, me, or other future me reading this later on, that you're loved too. Haha, I'm sure you laugh at the way I am now, just like I do with me from the past. I'm sure I'd giggle at you, future me too. Oh, life. I'm glad ICE has provided me a space to do this. You're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I love you lots. Eleanor.
Oh, my gosh. That is precious.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so happy you shared that.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful surprise. Thank you.
I'm glad to share it, and I think it was so interesting reading that over because I think 16 was a really hard year for me in a lot of ways, but the hard things really pushed me. And the hard things I did were really important. Like, I broke up with that high school boyfriend, and I, like, did start that anti-sexual harassment group at my high school, and I did all these projects and took care of myself and other people in really difficult but important ways.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really important part of being 16.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to remember that I was a full human being with full emotions and also pretty similar to who I am now.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, two simple questions.
Okay.
Simple ones.
Okay.
I feel like it's like almost one. Okay. So first one is you mentioned in part of your letter how you hope you, or something about how you hope you feel more confident in the future. I'm wondering by when you read this at graduation, do you felt like you accomplished that goal? And number two, just what were your general feelings when reading this on the way home?
So, yes, I think I was more confident, though those 2 years were really, really difficult years, and I think I struggled with more things. So a lot of things came up that I wasn't dealing with before that I had to deal with, and those were really difficult and continue to be difficult. So, yes, I was more confident and knowledgeable and was better able to take care of myself, and but still, like, a lot of other things were difficult. But what's interesting is... when I was reading this letter, I was also reading a letter that I wrote to myself at the beginning of ninth grade.
Whoa.
Which was so different from who I was. And that was like, please, I hope you're more confident. I hope you wear the clothing that you like to see in magazines or whatever. and that, I was like, I'm totally what I wanted to be, which was really cool. But I think I still feel really similar to this 16-year-old in a way I don't feel as similar to my 14-year-old self. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
So my experience of reading it was also along with this one from when I was 14. And, it was emotional. It was a lot, but like, it felt really good. I like read each line very slowly and, appreciated it. And yeah, I like remembered writing it and where I was in that moment.
Yeah.
So the song I'm going to play is a song I was listening to at around the time I was writing this letter. It's a song called Lick My Wounds by a band, The Doe, which I loved listening to at that time. And I really like how the song, it's kind of like, here are my wounds, lick them. and it just like, it just feels good to listen to in a like melancholy way.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
Leave my wounds.
So yeah, that was Lick My Wounds by The Dough.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a fun, funky, sad-ish song.
Yes. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry about all the confusion and radio problems and whatnot.
We sent an angry email.
We did. An angry, nice email. At least mine was.
Yeah, no, mine was really nice, too. I wasn't actually angry at all. I just felt that.
Me neither.
I was upset.
Yeah, same. But next week is Thanksgiving break, so we will not be here. But the following week, we will. And our theme is... What is it, Eleanor?
Dreams.
Yes, we are very excited. Mm-hmm. And so we will see you in 2 weeks.
Also, we now have a way to see how many people are listening. So thank you to the 4 listeners out there. We appreciate you.
Woo! And our peak listeners were 6.
Yes. Okay. We should read the names of the songs.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, so Carla's song was Antidote by Orion Sun.
Then The Fear by Ben Howard.
Then Lick My Wounds by The Dough.
Then Die Trying by Michael.
Then One Dance by Drake.
Then Sloppy Seconds by Watsky.
Then Cut Your Bangs, which is a cover of a Radiator Hospital song sung by Girlpool. Then The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings.
And then Keep Your Head Up, another one by Ben Howard.
Have a nice night, everybody.
Thank you for listening.